Aufgabe 2.
Hello and welcome to this Teen Tips podcast. My name is Chris Bolland, and today I'm talking to Florence Midwood, who is a gap year expert. She visits schools up and down the UK, talking to parents and students about gap years. And she also runs her own company, organising gap years for students. Welcome, Florence. Thank you so much for joining me.
Good morning, Chris. Nice to be here.
Florence, please tell our listeners what a gap year actually is.
A gap year is a period of time, usually 1 year, sometimes half a year, when students take a break from formal education, traditionally after school or after an apprenticeship.
What do they typically do during that year?
Well, there are endless possibilities. You can do volunteer work abroad or try an internship somewhere. You can backpack around on your own or take part in a pre-planned group trip. Your trip can last just a few months or take the entire year. There are so many ways to personalize your gap year experience, and all of them require planning.
My next question is whether to have a gap year or not. What's your advice?
Well, it's quite a big decision. I personally say yes, have a gap year, whenever it's possible. There are so many advantages. First, you develop your soft skills. Traveling teaches you to be flexible and open to new ideas. Working in teams helps you learn how to organize things, make decisions, and solve problems. Being part of an international team develops your language skills. All these skills can impress future employers and are a valuable first step on the career ladder.
That sounds good. But 1 year seems to be a long time. What problems do you see?
Well, some young people do have problems with feeling homesick. Spending time in a foreign country on your own means you'll be forced to rely on yourself. You are fully responsible for everything you do. This will, however, boost your independence and self-confidence, and being in new situations will help you learn a lot about yourself.
What about money? This might be a problem too, because gap years can be quite expensive.
So most students who are planning a gap year take on a part-time job to save up for the trip. However, some young people decide to look for work when they get to their destination if they need to earn money. For example, to pay for accommodation, food, and their other expenses. Popular jobs include bar work, fruit picking, and being a tour guide. A gap year doesn't have to be a full year traveling or having adventures. Some students travel for between 3 to 6 months and then work for the rest of the year. If you do volunteer work, you can also get money from the government.
Florence, thank you so much for giving us this interesting information on how to have a successful gap year. And thank you all for listening to our Teen Tips podcast.